I want you to imagine right now an unimaginable event. Coming through those doors are deputies from the Pasco County Sheriff's Department. They're making us all stand up. They're searching us. They're handcuffing us. And they're taking us out of this building tonight. And they're taking us to the detention center in Land O'Lakes. On the way, we hear the charges are, we are Christians. We wonder, will we stand trial for being a Christian? Will the judge hand down a sentence against us? Will we be found guilty because we are a Christian? On the night of his betrayal, Jesus was arrested. He was the Son of God and had lived a sinless life. When he was brought in his chambers, Pilate could find no fault with Jesus Christ. But Pilate offers the Jews a choice. You can have Jesus, or you can have the notorious prisoner Barabbas. They choose Barabbas. Pilate does not expect this turn of events. He is actually startled that Jesus makes no reply. Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you, Pilate says. Symbolically, Pilate takes water and washes his hands. In front of the crowd, he says, I am innocent of this man's blood. Just a week earlier, Jesus was greeted with great joy when he entered Jerusalem. In a matter of days, those same people wanted him dead. And they were willing to condemn future generations because of their actions. The Bible does not record if any family members appeared before Pilate to plead for the life of Christ. No record if any of his disciples spoke on behalf of Jesus. What about those who received a miracle from the Son of God? What about those that could walk again, were able to see, having demons cast out, even raised from the dead like Lazarus? None of these people appeared to stand up for Jesus Christ. If we were put in jail tonight, we would have rights to an attorney and to a speedy trial. Jesus had no rights before Pontius Pilate. No attorney, no Miranda warnings, no preliminary hearings, no bonds, no jury, or any jury analysis for Jesus' defense team. No cross-examinations. And for that matter, no media. No Tucker Carlson, no Sean Hannity on Fox News speaking out on the injustice to put Jesus to death. But there was one person who appealed the decision to condemn the Son of God. The Bible says it was the wife of Pontius Pilate. The only reference to her is found in the Gospel of Matthew. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Pilate was a very political man. He was always concerned about what Rome was thinking. He would keep his job only as long as there was relative peace and stability in Judea. Pilate, no doubt, saw Jesus of Nazareth as a potential rebel who must be handled as quickly as possible. Pilate did not heed the warning from his wife. We don't know how much influence she had, if any. But we do know this. She had the ability to believe and defend Jesus, even though she had never seen or met him. Her testimony of innocence and goodness was based solely off the revelation and dream she had that was given to her by God. She had the faith to do what many of Christ's apostles and closest disciples didn't do, to stand up for him and to bear witness of him. She had the courage to send a message to Pilate when he was sitting on the judgment seat. Here is what we should know tonight. Jesus was present during the creation, the flood, the Exodus, the taking to the promised land. He was present when man was made from dust. Jesus was murdered by the world he helped to create. But instead of destroying it, he becomes a part of the world to save it from sin. Jesus asked for the forgiveness of those who crucified him on the cross. But he saw his own death as the confirmation of the new covenant. Law and order for us, for eternal life. And the cross of Christ is the means of our reconciliation with God. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. The believer's guilt is removed by the perfect sin offering of Jesus Christ. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. As we extend this invitation tonight, we have these opportunities. We have the opportunities to be a member of the Lord's church. We have no fear that it can be taken away from us because it was promised in this new covenant, the covenant that Jesus died for. And as the invitation is extended tonight, we can be restored at this hour, or we become a new babe in Christ. As we have this invitation now, well, Scott will lead us in our invitation song.